WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we are talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we are talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we are talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Mayer on Air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on Air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we are talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we are talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we're talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we're talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. and they're going to hit it as motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we are talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we're talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we're talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh, my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we're talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we're talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we are talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh, my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we are talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we are talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Mayer You're on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we're talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we're talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we are talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Maher on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Maher on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap. WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we are talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we are talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we're talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we're talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we are talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we are talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we are talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills. And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we are talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we are talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Crews blew up the last big piece of the Key Bridge today, nearly 7 weeks after its collapse in Baltimore. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says clearing it will get port traffic moving.
This is a critical artery of commerce at the Port of Baltimore and all along the I-95 corridor. We need this bridge rebuilt.
That part could take years. The defense could grill former fixer Michael Cohen as soon as tomorrow in Donald Trump's criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cates.
You can expect that it's going to be a fierce examination. They're going to question his credibility. They're going to attack him for having previously lied under oath. And they're going to hit at his motivations, much as they did for Stormy Daniels.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. keeps pushing for a ceasefire in the Middle East.
So we're talking to Israel about a holistic, integrated strategy to ensure the lasting defeat of Hamas and a better alternative future for Gaza and for the Palestinian people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. The Maggie Dawn Show.
So I have super parallel parking skills, and on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt.
We'll get you one made.
Oh my gosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former President Donald Trump's ex-lawyer Michael Cohen testifies about hush money payments, and as CBS's Robert Costa reports from Trump's criminal trial.
He explained how he entered Donald Trump's orbit and ultimately about how he started to facilitate this catch-and-kill operation with David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer.
Crews break down the largest remaining steel span of the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore. The goal is to move it to the terminals so that cargo can be unloaded and the crew on the ship since the collapse can finally leave. CBS News Baltimore's Mike Helgren.
Unified Command says it's also a safety issue because they are keeping that ship running. So they had to go below deck during this explosion.
Members of the Election Threats Task Force have met with U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, stressing
over the past 3 years, we have accelerated our efforts to combat the increase in threats against election workers, officials, and volunteers that followed the 2020 election.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former President Donald Trump's ex-lawyer Michael Cohen testifies about hush money payments, and as CBS's Robert Costa reports from Trump's criminal trial.
He explained how he entered Donald Trump's orbit and ultimately about how he started to facilitate this catch-and-kill operation with David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer.
Crews break down the largest remaining steel span of the collapsed Key Bridge in Baltimore. The goal is to move it to the terminals so that cargo can be unloaded and the crew on the ship since the collapse can finally leave. CBS News Baltimore's Mike Helgren.
Unified Command says it's also a safety issue because they are keeping that ship running. So they had to go below deck during this explosion.
Members of the Election Threats Task Force have met with U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, stressing,
over the past 3 years, we have accelerated our efforts to combat the increase in threats against election workers, officials, and volunteers that followed the 2020 election.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Mayer on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not
agree.
You are
listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.